Hello, my name is Kirk Combe. I teach at Denison University in the United States. I work in the field of literature and cultural studies, and I've been asked to talk about a book I've recently published. It's this one right here called Speculative Satire in Contemporary Literature and Film, Rant Against the Regime. It was published by Routledge in 2021. The first question I've been asked to address is the aim in writing this book. And this is a piece of academic writing. It's a piece of scholarship that is proposing the existence of a distinct form of political satire that has arisen over the past 40 years or so, what I'm calling speculative satire, or the rant. And it combines three distinct genres, that of satire, that of science fiction, and that of the monster tale. The purpose of this form of satire is to attack the dominant social orthodoxies that have grown up in Western culture and maybe globally in the past four decades, namely neoliberalism and neoconservatism. This form of attack comes in major novels such as Margaret Atwood's The Mad Atom Trilogy, mainstream films such as Zhu Hongbong's Snowpiercer or Jordan Peele's Get Out, and most recently in very, very popular streaming series such as The Handmaid's Tale on Hulu or Westworld on HBO. So the purpose is to talk about how this form of political satire works, the various elements of neoliberalism and neoconservatism that it attacks. And I'm saying that the purpose of this satire is to wake us up to just how destructive these orthodoxies are, just disturb us in very spectacular ways. The second question I've been asked to talk about is, how did I find the process of writing this book? Was some parts of it easier, some parts of it more difficult? And I must say, writing an academic book is rather like deciding to run a marathon. You convince yourself it's a good idea for some reason, and then you just put your head down and do all the work. There's lots and lots of work in preparation for writing a book such as this, reading other scholarship, reading all the primary materials, thinking about what theory to apply and how to apply it, et cetera, et cetera. That's a bit like the training portion of the marathon, not a lot of fun, but it can be rewarding. And then when the race starts and you start actually writing this book, it can become quite a slog. You have to be bloody-minded about it. You have to put your head down very often and just work your way through it. Now, certainly some aspects of writing this book were more pleasurable than others. I particularly enjoyed learning a lot about science fiction and the theory behind science fiction. I've always consumed and enjoyed that genre, but I've never really looked into its critical distinctions and what various scholars and critics have thought about it and how it works. I'm very familiar. I've worked a lot in the field of satire and that of monster tale. So combining science fiction into that was quite nice. I also very much enjoy writing about popular culture, films, major novels, TV series, that sort of thing, because I think we need to think most about what we're supposed to think the least about. We tend to think of popular entertainment as just that, something to consume like popcorn, not really to think about it and what it might mean about our culture and society. So that's always enjoyable. Perhaps the most challenging aspect of writing this book was a chapter I wrote on exactly what is neoliberalism and neoconservatism. It's very easy to say satire attacks these things and then not talk much about them, but I thought I'd better give the reader a pretty good idea of what I think this form of satire is attacking in particular. So I did a lot of work in sort of looking into how those doctrines operate, the variety of their manifestations, and exactly why they are destructive. So that was difficult, but I think rewarding to do. Finally, I've been asked to talk about how my time at Worcester influenced my writing, and it was absolutely foundational. My time at Worcester, I was there way back in the 1980s. I did my MLit and DPhil there. And it formed really my whole approach to university teaching and to academic writing. I had some very good mentors there. In particular, Worcester was John Wilders, a very well-known Shakespeare critic. He was wonderful and was my moral tutor, which we both knew was a precarious situation. He brought me to Worcester, and I thank him very much for that. I also had two thesis advisors, Glenn Black at Oriel College, who was fantastic, and equally Emrys Jones at New College, who was wonderful. Both of them were patient with me as I worked through my theories and my thoughts about this, about satire. I was writing about satire at that point. And they really pushed me and let me develop my own style. So basically, Worcester was a wonderful experience for me, and it was great to be there. And thank you for listening to this.